Hi, my name is Una. I'm 11 years old. Today's Thanksgiving. I am speaking with my nanny, who is my great-grandma. We are recording this interview in Lancaster? I don't know how to pronounce that. Pennsylvania. No. Okay. Bang. What was the worst thing you remember my...
That's Christopher's question. Go ahead.
Okay. What is the worst thing you remember Auntie Christie up there doing?
Me?
When she was a child.
I think it's in dirt on you.
The worst thing?
Yeah.
I don't know if it's the worst thing, but I know we had her shopping one time, and she was in a shopping cart sitting, and we were going through a garden center, and I don't know what I was doing, but I turned around, and she had her hand around a plant. I don't know if it was a tulip plant or some kind of a hyacinth plant, and she had it up in the air like gap of the dirt and everything else.
I did that.
And we had to put it back in and push it back in.
Did you pay for it?
No.
All right.
Now he's about to get a bill.
But most of the time, she was good. She was good.
Okay, next question. Can you tell me a little bit about your childhood? What were you like as a child?
As a child, I must have been pretty good. I remember I had a little playroom in the house where we lived. It was a big house, like a farm. They call it like a farmhouse. But anyways, I had a playroom, and I used to bring kids home to play from school. And we had a lot of trees and fruit trees in the yard. And I do remember we had a great big orange blossom bush. It was huge, and it was hanging down like, and I could I had a little table and chairs in around the bottom of this inside this here ocean orange blossom thing. We used to go near and sit down and play it, like we're having and playing tea and stuff. And then the leaves of the ocean orange blossom things were all down around us. And like I said, we had a lot of, and we lived on like a hill, and we used to slide down the dirt hill down into the field below where they play baseball and stuff. And I don't know. I don't remember too much. But I think it was Daddy's girl. I remember a lot of things with my dad, going fishing with my dad, doing things.
We found great pictures of that.
Yeah.
Look at the pictures. Baba loved to fish.
Oh, yeah. And I really don't remember too much of real when I was real little.
Okay.
But all right. And I always had a dog. He had a dog. I think his name was Mickey. Little, I don't know what breed it was, all kinds of breed.
Can you tell me about the dumbest thing you ever did in your life?
Some of the what?
The dumbest thing.
Like something that was...
What's the dumbest thing you ever did in your life?
It could be a silly thing.
This was a long. I don't want to say it in front of these kids.
All right, PG. What's the PG dumbest thing?
PG.
We went the PG dumbest thing.
Well, that not when I was real little. When I was in nursing school, we used to go on parades with my dad belonged to the Shawnee Fire Company, and every year they had marching bands. All the different fire companies in Columbia had marching bands, And of course, when they went to different places, like for parades and stuff, we'd all go on a bus, you know. And I was about 20, I guess, or 19, and with some friends, and we went on one of these trips. And I must have been drinking some kind of wine. I forget what they call it. And I got sick, and I threw up all over the place. I was so embarrassed. And then I got sick. I couldn't go back to school the next day. I had to call and tell them I was sick or something. I don't know what it was. But I was so embarrassed.
What about when you were really little? Was there anything when you were little?
Because there was some guy in band that I really liked. And then that was, oh.
A boy in band where?
In the marching band. In the marching band.
At Columbia?
And that was
Charlie's band.
One of the years that my dad, he was the president of the marching club, and they won the state award for being the best one in the state that year. And I mean, there's a big long picture someplace.
I've seen that.
Has all the people that marched and.
Okay.
Younger childhood, I think we were out in the river a lot. We didn't have a place to stay. Like we were in and out of the river, you know.
I love those pictures of the river because it's so awesome what you guys did out there, just with like tents and.
Well, and when my kids were little, we had first we got an island where we got, and they cleared the island spot off, and then they took and we played. They put up some kind of tent, yes, and then we laid on the. Laid newspapers down, and then we put shutters down to keep the dampness and the cold up. And then my Aunt Martha, she worked at a factory where they made snowsuits and all kinds of things, and they had a lot of scraps and things. And she made blankets, and we laid on top of the shutters. And that's what we slept on when we went out in the river. And at night it got kind of cool and damp, but that was okay. And then as we got a little bit older, my dad and them, they built like just a platform. And then we'd have, when my kids were little, they'd be in the cradles or a crib. And they'd be on in the platform. The crib was on the platform. And then we had army cots that we slept on. And the one time we were sitting, I think it was Steve and Mike, they were in the tent for the evening. It was there early in the evening. And we were sitting out at the picnic bench on this island. And it sounded like a train or something was coming down the river. What in the world is that? And it was like a hurricane or a tornado came down the river. And everything was blowing around and everything. And we had the flaps of the tent up because it was hot, kind of hot. So my husband, Gene, he said, oh, we got one corner of the tent. I was on the other cot, a corner of the tent. My dad and my mother were at the other two sides of the tent trying to hold the tent down so it wouldn't blow away. Because the wind was that strong. And then right after that, after the wind and everything, I thought, I'm never coming out in the river again. I was scared to death. And then the wind stopped, but then the rain came. And then it was raining real hard. And people crossed away on the other island. A big tree had fallen down. And they came over with a boat, and they stayed with us then the rest of the night. But, oh, that was horrible.
Oh, gosh.
That was the scariest part.
Which island was that?
Sauerbach.
It's not there anymore?
Yes.
All right. It's correct. It's not there.
It is there.
Okay, we're going to go on to the next question. Did you have something?
Oh.
We're
What's your favorite color?
Next
color.
Question. What is your most embarrassing story of Auntie Christie?
No, you're... I thought you asked
that. Didn't you say that?
That's your first question.
No, wait, that was something else. No, wait, no. No, that was something else. It was the worst thing.
Just go to the next one.
You're good. Okay, okay.
Ask the question.
What do I do?
Ask the question.
Grab the phone.
All right, so Nanny, what are you thankful for?
For my family. And thankful that I had parents that were good parents. And I had a good life. I mean, we weren't really rich or anything like that. And my mother made most of my clothes when I went to school. And we always had a roof over our head. My dad had all kinds of jobs to try to make money during the Depression. And one time he was in Connecticut. He worked at a campsite for Jewish children in Connecticut. And he helped to build the highway, the big highway.
Turnpike?
Yeah, he lived in a place near. He lived in a place during the week, working, on the turnpike, and then on weekends he'd come home for a little bit. And then I had to go back to work in a turnpike. And I don't know. And then when I started school, grade school, I lived about a half block from my grandmother Rush. And me and my cousin used to go over there for lunch. And she used to make us fried bread. Fried bread was like a day-old bread. And you dipped it in pancake mix, and then you fried it in a little bit of grease, and put molasses on it. And to this day, I still go hungry for fried bread. It's not French toast; it's fried bread.
Right. So you're thankful for that.
And I did pretty school. I did pretty well in school. I was always good in history and geography. Math wasn't a good thing. And one time I used to, I lived near about a half a block away from my grandmother, and she had children. My mother's sisters were, there were about three of us all around the same age. And one day we were going to go to school. I always stopped there, and we went to school together. And we always went to church before we went to school. And we went down, and the priest was standing outside the church because we were late, and we got scared and come back, and we hid it in a garage at the end of my grandmother's yard that had an old car in it, and we stayed there for hours because we were afraid to come out, and the next door neighbor saw us, and she told my grandmother that we were down there, and so we had Caddy come home. But I didn't have an excuse. They had an excuse because my grandmother wasn't feeling well that day, and that's why they were late. But I didn't have an excuse, so I don't know what happened there. But we never did that again.
All right, so next. What is your favorite color and why?
I think... That's hard to say because I associate it to, but I think I always turn it to green, I think, was my favorite color growing up.
And why?
But I don't know why.
Okay.
I just like green.
All right. Next, tell me about your grandparents.
My great parents. Okay, my grandmother, my dad's mother, she had 15 children. And they all grew up to be good people. And I can remember my grandmother had a piano, and she lived a half a block from me. And I took piano lessons, but we didn't have a piano. I would have to go over to her place to practice the piano lessons. And I remember, I think she was the first one that had the television, so we used to go over to her place to watch television. This was where you're just a small television. It wasn't bigger. But my grandmother always had something wrong with her legs. She was a little bit on the heavy side. And I can remember she always had her legs wrapped up because she must have had some kind of a condition that caused her legs to be sore all the time. And I don't know, she was always nice to everybody. And she always had a pot of coffee sitting on the back of the stove. She had a cold stove. But she always had a cup. And there was always somebody there visiting from the neighborhood. And my other grandmother, a half a block the opposite way, she had 13 children. And there were about three or four around my age. And she's the one that made the fried bread. And she never, very, very seldom ever went any place. She stayed in the house, took care of the kids in the house, and cooked. And she was a very nice lady. I don't remember much of my dad's dad died when I was very, very small. And my other grandfather wasn't too good a grandfather father.
Right before I was born, right?
Huh?
He died right before I was born.
Yeah, I think I don't know. I'm sure, really sure. But I remember we took my mother's mother down to the seashore, and we had pictures of her on the beach with a beach umbrella, and she's just sitting in the sand. And she loved that. She was really nice.
All right. What was your childhood like? Didn't we already do that?
Yeah.
Okay. Tell me a great story you know about an ancestor.
How many possible?
Tell me a great story you know about an ancestor.
An ancestor.
A great story. Or
a
any
great story.
Like one great story about somebody.
We had somewhere found.
Not anybody, a guy that went to jail, is it?
Yeah,
what about the bear? Talk about the bear.
Oh, up in mountains.
Yes, talk about the bear.
That's
we were up in the mountains, and Stevie, my oldest son, he was up there, and my uncle Eddie and Aunt Betty and their son Skip, or grandson Skip, and we're all up in the Toe Hill, and they had outhouses. They didn't go to have toilets inside the cabins or anything. They were outhouses. So my mother and I went up to the outhouse. We usually went up in pairs because we were afraid of animals being around. So my mother and I went up in the morning to the bathroom, and we were sitting there, and we were finished. And I came out, opened up the door, and I looked up on a little hill right inside of the bath, and there was a black bear. And I screamed and hollered, but you couldn't hear us to go out in the cabin. And then after I guess somebody looked out or wondered where we were, and Stevie comes running out with a little rifle gun.
How old was he?
Oh, about six or seven. I mean, not even that old. He was going to get the bear. So finally the bear walked off and kept on going. But that was, and then there was a piece in the paper about us being in the mountains and the family and what happened. And it was a piece put in the Columbia paper about it. But that was kind of scary.
All right.
Do you have that article still? Hmm? You have the article from way back
then? Yeah, I think, yeah.
I've seen it at the house.
Oh, wait.
Yeah.
Are there any classic family joke stories or songs that you can share with me? Isn't that something that we just did? Okay.
Yeah.
Are there any classic family joke stories or songs that you can share with me?
Well, I can't share too many songs about it, because I can never remember words to songs. But I do have, there's a couple songs that my grandmother used to sing at the family reunions. We had the family reunions out at my, the first one was out in the, what they call the trolley cars on the Clinesville Road. And that's the picture I have of the first memory I have of having family reunions. But after that, we went out in the farm outside of Columbia, my Uncle Eddie owned. And we usually had family reunions on Father's Day or Nanny's birthday, was it?
Yeah, I think they were both the same. They were almost one of the same. They ran around the same time.
And there were lots and lots of relatives and stuff there. And then the guys and the boy and the women, they would sing songs. And then my grandmother and some of my aunts who had good voices would sing. And there's a couple of songs that I have someplace that she sang. One was about two little boys and about growing up together. But when in the later years, must have been around the Civil War time, the song says something about One little boy grew. One man wore gray, and the other one wore blue. I guess referring to the North and South in the Civil War, and I always liked that song, and I have a copy of it. I'm pretty sure I have a copy of it at home, and there were a couple other songs that they always sang. My dad could sing a lot of songs. And he knew all the words to them, and I could never, I always envied him because I could never remember too many words and songs.
Did you have a nickname? How did you get it? A nickname?
Snooky. My nickname was Snook. Down outside of Lancaster, there was a long time there was a park called Maple Grove, and they had a swimming pool, and they exhibited animals like in a cage, and there was an animal, it must have been a small bear, and the bear was called Snooky. And that's how I got the word Snook, nickname Snooky, as far as I know.
Well, did you see the bear?
And so some people call me Snook, some Snooky, but usually people that I knew for years and years and years called me that.
Okay. What are your most vivid memories of school?
Of school?
Mm-hmm. School.
Oh, I know what. I was in the second grade, and there was a girl in our class whose aunts owned a store, and this store and these aunts were very close to the nuns that taught us. And it was in the second grade, and we were taught by the nuns, and if a sister walked out of the room, she would designate somebody in that room to be the sub to watch that we didn't do anything wrong. So, Sister must have went out of the room, Sister Anna. I think her name was Sister Anna. She went out of the room, and one of my friends, Anita Grob, was put in charge of watching us. Or telling anyone else if we did anything wrong. And I don't remember what I did, but I probably talked to somebody in the class or whispered something to them. And when Sister came back in, she said that I was talking. And Sister put a piece of red pepper under my tongue. And I was coughing and spitting. And, so, and I'll never forget that. And yet we Anita and I were friends for, well, as long as we, she lived. And I was a friend of hers. But I never forgot her ratting on me. She's also the one time we, at lunchtime, we'd have our lunch and we'd go over town. And there was a place called the Booker Building, and they had an elevator in the Booker Building. And it was Carolyn Kuhn, Nancy, Anita, and I went over one day, and we got on this elevator and rode up in the elevator. Coming down, the elevator stopped. And they had to call the manager or some kind of repairman or something to come and get us out of this elevator. They were all crying, and I wasn't crying. We come home, we went back to school, and I sat down in school, and I started to bawl after I got back in school and sat down. So we had to tell Sister what we did.
How long were you in the elevator?
We were late for school. 15, 20 minutes, maybe stuck, you know. But they were all, I can remember them all crying and stuff. And I cried when I got back in school. I don't know why.
How did you meet your husband?
Oh,
how did I meet my husband? Well, when we lived on Fifth Street, our neighbor's name was Parkin. And they had a daughter. Oh, my kid, Betty Parkins. She was dating a guy named Chubb Williams, and he belonged to the vets on Locust Street. And Betty and I were, I guess, close to each other's age. And one weekend when I was home from a nursing school, we went out one evening. And he took us down to the vets to dance. They danced. And that's where I met Gene, your grandfather, great-grandfather. And then from that time on, he didn't have a car. He used to have friends that would bring him over to Columbia, or else he'd hitchhike over to Columbia to date me. But that was when I was going to nursing school, so it wasn't that often that we got to, you know, to date.
Right.
How long did you date before you got married?
Oh, that was the last question.
All right.
Okay, done.
That was before.
What does this mean?
I graduated.
So how long? So you 49. Met, and then how long did you date before you got married? Tell us about dating and how did he ask you to marry him?
Oh, I don't know. Let's see. I was out of training. In the meantime, I became real friendly with a guy named Red McCall. He was older than I was and probably were earlier than I. And he used to take my friend Tease and I back to, after weekend, we were home like for Friday, Saturday, or Sunday. And he used to drive a truck and he'd take Tease and I back to school down to Lancaster Nursing School to St. Joe's on the weekends. He would drive us down and pick us up. And we even went for walks. Dated, but I don't ever remember. I think it was just mostly friendship on my part, but I don't know. I think it was before I met Gene, I believe. I don't remember that
You met Jean when?
Almost 70, huh?
In 49, 47.
47.
No, that's what I'm asking you. Was he just out of service?
Yeah, he was out of service. He had been in the Air Force. He wasn't a pilot, but I think he worked on the airplanes and things like that. But
he spent a year and a half in the reserve, then he went in the Army and went on active duty for about a year.
Yeah, he graduated from Milton Hershey Industrial School. It's a very good school in Hershey, Pennsylvania. At that time, they lived in... His father had died, and he was only 6 years old, and his mother sent him to this school, which was good in a way, and in some ways it wasn't, but he didn't have a father figure to grow up with. But each one of they had houses like on a farm, great big farm thing, and they had houses, and they had what they call house parents, people who guided them as far as growing up and watching him, and he used to have to go out and work like he would on a farm besides going to school and learning a trade. And they did quite well, but they had to work. It wasn't just going to school. They had to do what normal kids do on a farm. But nowadays, they're not allowed to do that, as far as I know. Because I guess it's considered child labor or something, I don't know. Mm-hmm.
Luna, do you have any other questions for Nanny?
There's no more questions.
How about from you?
Can't think of any more. Does anybody have any?
Oh, wait.
Okay.
Come on.
Should I stop it?
Yes, you're
coming. Okay.